elected. It's all about him, my friends. It's not about you. It's not about America. It's not about the American people. It's about his power. It's not about the power of God. But friends, if there's any hope, the hope lies with God's people, not necessarily so much in our preaching to them, but in our preaching to our own constituencies. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their own wicked ways, then we give God a handle on our nation and our lives to heal us. Thanks for joining us. Get the book, The Seduction of the Saints, $18 to Save America Ministries. Go to our website, the fact sheet, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. Do it today. Don't delay, and pray for our country.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the media in America is controlled. And certainly there are six major corporations that control 90 to 95% of the major media outlets. There are media outlets like the ones you're listening to tonight where you can get the truth. But there is so much misinformation and disinformation, even on many of the Christian stations, intentionally planted there so we cannot see the truth about what's happening. Well, let me simply briefly describe what is taking place. There's a small group of evil men who hate Christianity, who hate God, who have taken over our country and want to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. Now, basically, they're in the process of sending our jobs and our manufacturing overseas, which is why we have so many unemployed people in America today. And this is all certainly being carefully coordinated by the income tax. If you are an American corporation, you stay in America. Why, of course, you are going to have to pay 35% taxes on anything you make. If you are an American corporation and move overseas, you don't pay any American corporate tax. If you were an American corporation, where would you produce? You'd go overseas, of course. But they don't want the American people to know this is all planned. America's on the way down, ladies and gentlemen, because the people who lead our country do not believe in the Constitution. They believe that a small elite group has the right, the power, and the authority to go ahead and alter our structure of society and bring about a one-world society. Well, we have to understand our Constitution. We have to understand that most of what's going on today is certainly not legal. And to help us with that, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, and their goal is to teach the people the Constitution, which is not taught in high school or in college or in law schools, but, of course, is vitally important if we hope to survive as a free people. Pastor David Whitney, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dr. Stan. Thank you for the opportunity to share these truths with the American people, because we know that if the American people recover the founders' understanding of law and government, the founders' meaning of the words they put on paper in our Declaration, Constitution, Bill of Rights, we can see a rebirth of liberty and a restoration of our constitutional republic that, as you say, is not being followed, not being obeyed. Both major candidates for the presidency have no regard for the Constitution. They reveal it in their debates and in their campaign speeches that they have no intention of following the Constitution, even though one has taken an oath to the Constitution, the other promises he will take an oath. Neither of them intend to obey the Constitution, which is why it is so important for us as citizens to understand what that document actually says and the limits it places upon the federal government. That's right. The Constitution was designed to limit the federal government to a very small sphere of the things that could not effectively be done by the states on their own. So a state going to war wouldn't be effective. A state making its own peace treaty with another nation wouldn't be effective. It'd be far more effective if all 50 states together went to war if we were attacked or formed a peace treaty with another nation. So it's only a very limited set of things that our founders designed for the federal government to have any power or control over at all. And that includes the role, of course, of the president.
And we'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hold that thought. And Chris David is simply talking about how increasingly why the executive branch of government is coming up with executive decrees, basically making law, which the executive was never intended to do. We're seeing more of this with Obama than with any other previous president. And this is the path to dictatorship. This is what all authoritarian dictators do. And the American people, of course, accept this. After all, it's law. No, it's not law. It violates our Constitution. And the great tragedy is our duly elected representatives, some of the finest politicians money could buy, don't have the courage to speak out. It's little wonder that certainly the current Congress, senators and congressmen, has about a 12% approval rating by the American people. But the American people refuse avidly to stand up and say what's going on. They know what's going on in Washington is wrong, but we just assume, oh, well, just leave them and let be left alone. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to leave us alone. They're planning on taking us into a war, having military dictatorship in America. They're going to create certainly an unnecessary war in the Middle East. We are in the process today of certainly transferring our military forces over there. We have certainly almost 90,000 American troops. Some people say it's only 70,000 troops still in Afghanistan, but 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops we're paying for basically about 300,000 Afghan troops and police. And there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda over there. Only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. If you doubt that, go to your search engine on your computer and type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members Al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members Al-Qaeda. Why do we have almost 600,000 people in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Because we're going to a war in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen. Because the American people are too involved watching television, watching football, watching baseball to be concerned about what is going on in the world today. And that is how freedom is lost. Go right ahead, David.
Well, our founders wisely knew that you cannot allow the executive branch to obtain unlimited powers or even to define the edges or the limits of its own power. They saw that under King George III, who the British had a constitution and they even had a Englishman's Bill of Rights. And King George III was freely violating those in his relationship and interaction with the colonists. And they saw the danger of an executive branch that's completely outside of the boundaries. So they established these boundaries very clearly. The checks and balances were put in place in order to prevent any one of the three branches of government from becoming dictatorial. Now, the other element here in Article 2, Section 2, is that the president appoints the Supreme Court justice. Again, this is and justices, and this is a check that the executive branch has over the judicial branch. But it is only with the consent of the Senate and a majority of the Senate here, not a supermajority, just a majority of the Senate is required. Also, in addition to Supreme Court justices, he appoints ambassadors and other major federal officers also with the advice and consent of the majority of the Senate. Now, both houses, House and Senate, may authorize the president to appoint lower federal officers without Senate approval. I guess recognizing that there might be many positions and it might take too long a process of approval if the Senate were involved with each one of those. And the other element of this is that the president, while the Senate is in recess, can appoint justices, ambassadors, cabinet officials, and other high-ranking federal officials while they are in recess without their approval. It's called the recess appointment, and yet those people in that position cease to hold office at the end of the Senate's next term if the Senate does not confirm them. So if there's an emergency and the Senate's in recess, the idea is the president could appoint somebody temporarily in that spot. Again, Congress was to have a check on the executive power, whether it was the Senate and the House. There was a check upon the executive power. Did not have unlimited power at all. When we step into Section 3 of Article 2, it deals with his powers and ceremonial duties. He's to give information to Congress, and this today is often in the State of the Union address. It has no legal force, but it does help set the tone for things. And actually, early on, this was never delivered in person. I've forgotten exactly which was the first president that began that tradition. I think it was in the 20th century, but it was typically done by a letter that would be read before a joint session of both houses of Congress, a letter from the president to them giving the State of the Union rather than a personal appearance where he reads a speech as is done today. In addition, that Congress at other times might require the president to give them information or the executive branch. And the president has some influence, that he could recommend legislation, but he could never introduce legislation. In fact, it is a violation of our separation of powers for the president to lay forth any piece of legislation in detail. Really, all he could do is recommend an idea. The details really are to be worked out by Congress. This is, again, violated many times. So many times in recent history, it's hard to list them all. But he cannot the president can convene an emergency session of Congress. Well, these days, that's almost unnecessary, as Congress meets virtually year-round. They take a few breaks here, you know, in August and other times like Thanksgiving and Christmas, but virtually they're on the job full-time, and that's a bad thing. Originally, Congress met for several months during the year, maybe 2, 3, 4 months, and then they would be home during the remainder of the year because it was not a full-time job. They had a real job back in their district. They were rubbing shoulders with people and dealing with the real economic realities. They were in touch with their own district by living there. And they would just be in Washington, D.C., 3, 4 months of the year to deal with the business of Congress. Well, when our government began to expand beyond the bounds that our Constitution created, it is then that Congress became a full-time job. And in that earlier phase, when the Congress only met 3 or 4 months, there would be times where an emergency session of Congress would be necessary. Perhaps an attack had happened and there needs to be a consideration of declaration of war. So the president was seen as the one who could convene that emergency session of Congress. Also, in terms of ceremonial duties, he's to receive foreign ambassadors. And most of all, and above all, his job is to faithfully see that all the laws of the United States, that is, the laws that are constitutional, or if a law is unconstitutional yet it's passed by both houses, he is to veto it. If they override his veto, but the law is still unconstitutional, he is not to see that that law is enforced at all.
And basically, of course, the whole idea was a matter of checks and balances. And certainly, the Congress would limit the power of the president. The president would limit the power, certainly, of Congress and of the courts. And it was this whole idea that would you not have a centralization of power? Well, this no longer exists. Because many of our congressmen are making fabulous sums of money back there. They can actually work. They can trade in the stock market on inside information. You and I can't do that. If we did that, we'd go to prison. But they can do that, and they pass the laws, and they know what's going to happen and which companies are going to do well. And some of these people go in, suddenly, literally penniless to Congress, and they come out fabulously wealthy. In fact, it's been said that Congressman Lyndon Johnson, when he first went to Congress back in the 1950s, was so poor he had to borrow money to get to Washington, D.C. And when he left Washington, D.C., he was one of the richest men in Texas. That's how it really works, ladies and gentlemen. We do have a few good congressmen back there, but we need to get back rid of anybody who's been there for any period of time, because, of course, after they were there for a while, they began to really enjoy the power and, of course, the monetary rewards that come from selling their votes. And you can sell your votes. You don't actually, take so many dollars for it, but, of course, vote one way, and then you get large sums of money for your re-election, or you get certain tips on certain things that you can do and invest in. And these people do very well financially, ladies and gentlemen. And basically, had America maintained its original concept, where the power of the federal government was limited by the change of the Constitution, then there wouldn't have been the opportunity to exploit all of these loopholes. But once you took the chains off of Congress, why, of course, there was just no end to what they were going to do. And it's human nature. Our founding fathers realized that corruption is part of human nature. That's why they wanted to limit the power of the federal government so men could be free. And then, of course, you'd have to hope that the people would limit the power of the state government at the state level. In some states, they do that. Tragically, because of the control of the media here and because of the organizations of the unions, which, of course, are part of the program to socialize America, many of our states are becoming increasingly autocratic. But go right ahead, David.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And if the president were to limit himself to his true job, it's just to see that the constitutional laws are faithfully executed. we wouldn't have to have such a brouhaha over who becomes president because his job would be so limited. Today, he's the emperor of the world with indeed an empire that stretches into 130-plus countries and 800 military bases. I mean, he's just got an enormous amount of power at his disposal. This was not the design of our founders, and this was not their purpose in establishing an executive branch who would be far more tyrannical than King George III ever thought of being. And indeed, that's exactly what the executive branch is today, and the president and would-be presidents are nothing but terrible tyrants that are worse than King George III was and have violated our Constitution in so many ways that they need to be impeached. And that's the power against the executive branch. When the executive branch steps outside of its boundaries, then the Congress is to act and begin articles of impeachment, and the House is the one that draws up those articles of impeachment, and then the Senate is the one that actually holds the trial to determine guilt or innocence regarding each of those articles of impeachment drawn up by the House.
But ladies and gentlemen, they will bribe these congressmen by giving them large sums of money to get reelected, or by giving them special considerations to help them invest wisely.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
And certainly him. Dr. David is simply talking about the misdeeds of the president, the fact that the congressman, any congressman, could put forward an effort to impeach the current president, and then, of course, the House represented by a simple majority could vote for impeachment, then a trial would be held in the Senate, and certainly President Obama has been engaged in what I believe is a treasonous activity. He certainly blocked efforts to protect our southern border, and certainly this fast and furious situation where we've been actively shipping weapons, guns, to the drug groups in Mexico, or drug wars between the drug cartel down there, and because some of the weapons came back and killed some Americans, and basically they intentionally forced the gun dealers to sell those guns so they could be sent to the drug cartel down there, and the Department of Justice knew exactly what they were doing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, have you ever wondered why we have so many illegal immigrants in this country? Why, for instance, so often when you are calling a major corporation, they will say, do you want this message in English or in Spanish? Well, the real reason is because our leaders, the people who control our corporations, are globalists. They want a multicultural, multilingual society. But they don't want the American people to know that is their real objective and goal. These people have a different loyalty, and it is certainly not to America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Pastor David Whitney, who regularly teaches the Constitution and is trying to get the American people to understand what it really says. And we've gone over these issues before, and we will continue going over them as long as we're on the air, because we think it's vitally important that the American people understand what our Constitution says. This is the true law of the land, not what Congress does, not what the Supreme Court says, because many of our judges, unfortunately, have been bought out. They've been put on the court, not because, of course, they're judicial experts, but because they would serve the purposes of the internationalists, those who are dedicated to bringing about a one-world government, a one-world religion, and installing the new one-world leader. So when you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. But you go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you, because the procedure is pretty simple for impeaching not only the president, but vice president, or really any other officer who has taken an oath to the Constitution. The House proposes articles of impeachment, simple majority votes, and then a trial is held by the Senate. Now, for a person to be removed from office, it actually requires a two-thirds, so a supermajority in the Senate is required. Now, this trial is presided over by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, so Justice Roberts would be presiding over any impeachments that are held in our day. In the history of our country, it's actually been used against presidents officially two times, Andrew Jackson, 1868, and he was impeached, that is, the House voted for articles of impeachment, but when the trial was held in the Senate fell one vote short of removing him, 35-19, because a supermajority would have been required. Likewise, when Bill Clinton in 1998 was impeached, he was impeached, and many people don't understand that because he was not removed from office, they think he wasn't impeached. No. He was impeached, that is, the House voted, the majority of the House said yes, he has committed treason or high crimes and misdemeanors and needs to be removed from office. But when he was tried by the Senate, he was acquitted. February 12, 1999, Article 1 of the impeachment, 45-55 was the vote, Article 2, a 50-50. Nowhere near in either case the two-thirds supermajority required. And Dr. Stan, you stated accurately before, they were bought off and paid off, and they voted as their pay indicated they should vote. Now, people often say, well, wasn't Richard Nixon impeached? No, technically he was not, because in 1974, he resigned just as the House was preparing articles of impeachment. The House hadn't actually voted on impeachment yet. He resigned and therefore ended the process. So technically he was not impeached. Only Andrew Johnson and William Jefferson Clinton have been presidents that are impeached. Now, this impeachment has been used 11 other times against other federal officials. 9 judges have been impeached, 1 senator. And that's an interesting case because the senator was actually acquitted because the Senate ruled that Congress lacked jurisdiction to impeach a senator. The proper remedy for getting rid of a senator is expulsion, as Article 1, Section 5, and Clause 2 clearly identify. So, but there was 1 senator and then 1 cabinet official. And now the Senate, in each of those cases, acquitted all but 4, and the 4 who were removed from office after being impeached were all judges. So it has happened in the course of our history, but sad to say, it is a very rare occurrence where impeachment has taken place and removal from office has followed.
And of course, the problem with that is, of course, then there is no fear on the part of our government officials for gross misconduct. If they had a fear, they would not be acting the way they are. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney, and we're simply talking about the impeachment process. And, you know, it's really fascinating. You go back, and, of course, the one president who was impeached, although he was not removed from office, was Andrew Jackson, one of my great heroes. Why was he impeached? Because he had the courage to stand against the bankers who were bankrolling the members of Congress and the Senate. basically, even at the time of Andrew Jackson, we're talking about, he became president, I believe, in about 1832, somewhere there. And Andrew Jackson, certainly, about maybe it was 1832, he became the president. And basically, Andrew Jackson took a stand against the Central Bank of the United States and the fact that it simply was a subversive organization intent upon taking control of our government. And just as exactly as Jesus had gone into the temple and driven the money changers out, so Andrew Jackson was trying to limit the power of the money changers in the United States during his term as the president, and they almost impeached him. Fortunately, it lost by one vote. But this same battle for freedom has been going on since America was first founded. And even when America was first founded, there were people who wanted an authoritarian government under the control of a ruling elite that would control the government. But, of course, they would be controlled by the bankers who would control our nation. And they were basically extensions of the English of banking institutions, and behind that were the same powerful spiritual forces that have been around since the advent of Christianity. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for our guest, before we go on, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution, how they can get your kits, how they can begin teaching the Constitution to people, because if our Americans don't understand the foundation of our freedom, how can we possibly hope to maintain it? Go right ahead.
Oh, amen. Well, we know that what it takes to turn our country around is the American citizen learning these founding documents, learning our founders' view of law and government, and then teaching a widening, ever-widening circle of people around them, spreading like a grass fire across our country, because if all the people in America who vote understood the Constitution and were committed to seeing that the Constitution is followed, we would change the political climate overnight. And the two leading candidates for the president would never have made it to the nomination of their party if Americans understood the Constitution. Well, you can get our host kit. We've designed it as a host kit because we want to put together in people's hands a simple turnkey method by which they can communicate these truths. There's 12 lectures in this, and the lectures are all on video, DVD, with a student notebook accompanying it, and test questions. Everything a person needs to host this class is available in this host kit. All the supplemental reading materials, as well as supplemental videos, student notebook, post manual, every detail they need to conduct this, and they can obtain our host kit either by calling us. Toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if you want to go to our website and order it there, our website is The American View, just one word, theamericanview.com. And right there on the front page, there's a button to click for getting a host kit. And by the way, now we do offer our U.S. Constitution course online that you could take and watch each of the videos and download the student materials. And everything that you would get in a host kit is now available online as an online course. You know, some folks might be challenged to go to one place that 12 weeks in a row set time, so this just frees them from that schedule to do the course whenever they can, 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever works with their schedule. So also by going to our website, theamericanview.com, clicking that button about our student host kit will also take you to information if you'd like to take the course online in that fashion. We're encouraged, Dr. Stan, as thousands of people have taken the course, and we see certain parts of the country where it's multiplying rapidly. In Western Ohio in particular, I've been blessed to graduate to 2,500 students in the past 2 years. As what's happened is I go graduate a class, and those graduates get a host kit, and they start their own class, and it just multiplies rapidly. And this could happen and sweep across our country if each person listening were to get a host kit, gather a group of people together, and don't really need to worry about the size of the group. Sometimes the groups are just meet in a person's living room. Other times there's 50, 60 people gathering in a church fellowship hall or what have you. But just moving it forward by getting the information in the hands of the people and encouraging them to multiply by starting new classes and just taking it to their circle of influence. We can take our country back. It is not too late for America, but it's going to take the average citizen saying, I need to do this. I need to study these materials for my own education, for my family's education, for my children and grandchildren, and for my church and all those who I fellowship with at church, and then my community at large. If people were to see a vision, I want to reach the whole community with this message. We could see America turned around, and it's encouraging to see pockets of the country where that is happening and where people are getting a vision for their whole state, saying, I want to seed classes throughout this state that will multiply constitutionally literate citizens who will hold their elected officials accountable and demand that those officials follow the Constitution, like we're talking about here with this issue of impeachment. I mean, you bring it up to the average citizen, they say, well, I don't think impeachment is all that important. And you talk to the average congressman, and they're, oh, I wouldn't dare impeach anyone. No, I don't have any intentions of impeaching anyone. Rather than the way our founders structured this, this is the primary weapon that the legislative branch has over the executive branch, as well as the judicial branch, when they are acting out of line. What should have happened in America when Roe v. Wade was issued as the opinion of the Supreme Court? What should have happened is the congressman should have immediately impeached each of those Supreme Court justices who say a woman can hire a contract killer to murder the baby that's in her womb. That's completely against our Constitution, a violation of every part of it, especially the preamble. There should have been an outcry for impeachment. Instead, there was nothing. Well, what there was protest against abortion that did not ultimately change anything. The number of abortions today is almost steady, almost the same as it's been in the past several years, and people think that bringing Romney in somehow is going to end abortion. That's an absolute joke.
Well, I think people have to understand that supposedly the Republicans are pro-life, the Democrats are pro-choice. Ladies and gentlemen, when under George Bush, why the Republicans controlled both the House of Representatives and the Senate and the presidency, the executive branch of government, all they had to do by a simple majority was to pass legislation that would have legalized, certainly would have actually delegalized Roe versus Wade, would have said that abortion certainly is not a function of the federal government. This should be left up to the states to decide, and then put a tag onto the legislation saying, and the Supreme Court cannot intervene in this. But when the Republicans controlled the situation and they had adequate majorities in both houses, they didn't do anything. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is all smoke and mirrors. It's to mobilize the people on one side who believe in abortion and mobilize the people on the other side who don't believe in abortion and, of course, get them fighting one another. But Congress is not going to solve the problem because, of course, both the leaders of both parties are under the same control. Basically, Mitt Romney was pro-choice until recently. He was pro-homosexual, marching in the pro-homosexual in the parades in the past. And Mitt Romney is basically a far-out liberal, but he's posing as a conservative and certainly on the right side as far as the moral issues are concerned. And nobody's going to tell you how he has voted or the positions he had in the past. He may say, oh, well, I've changed my mind. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is all expediency. You must understand, we have a one-party system with two branches. Professor Quigley, a professor who taught at both Harvard and Princeton before he went to Georgetown University, where his most famous student was a man named William Jefferson Clinton, but Professor Quigley wrote in his book Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, on pages 1246 and 1247, that basically what we have is a system where the people go to the polls every 4 years to throw the rascals out. But, of course, nothing changes. The same foreign and domestic policy continues because that's what we really want. And, of course, he described the elite who run our country. If you haven't read his book, Tragedy and Hope, We Carry It. Or if you want a summary of that, you can find it in the book. None Dare Call It Conspiracy by Gary Allen. They put out 10 million copies of that. in 1972 because they outed this secret society. Why? Of course, they formed the Trilateral Commission the next year, and then they bought up literally millions of those books and shredded them. Why? Because they don't want the American people to know the truth, but we still have copies of None Dare Call It Conspiracy, a book which every American should read, or if you want the graduate study, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. I've spent weeks back at Georgetown University going through Professor Quigley's papers. He was on the other side. He thought we needed an elite. He didn't believe, certainly, that the common people should be allowed to be free. He wanted an elite group. He wanted a world government. But at least he told us the truth, which most of our congressmen and most of our leaders will not do. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, and you go right ahead, David.
Well, thank you. Yes, the other reason our founders put impeachment as a power in the hands of the legislative branch as a means by which of removing officials who are violating the law is they knew the history. They knew the history of Europe very, very well, that whenever there is a removal or an attempt to remove officials, it usually is with a great deal of bloodshed. Many of the wars that were fought in Europe and England and so forth were over violations of the law on the part of those either in the executive branch or the judicial branch, most often the executive branch, the kings and so on. But whenever you tried to remove them, it was a bloody war. It would be a civil war here and a lot of bloodshed. And they wanted to establish a system whereby removal of officials who were in violation of the law could take place without bloodshed. And that's why impeachment is so very, very important. And it's a tragedy in our day that impeachment is unheard of in most people's thinking. And they think, I've talked to many people who think, oh, what a tragedy, what a sham it was that Bill Clinton was impeached. That was a big show. And, you know, no, it's a serious business. Yes, they should have impeached him for the right reason rather than the sexual misconduct reason. But nonetheless, it is a tool that needs to be revived in our day, and the citizens can revive it. Because if citizens say to potential congressmen, I won't vote for you unless you give me a list of people in Washington, D.C. that you intend to impeach when you get there. I'm not talking about seeing them removed from office, because that's the Senate's job. Your job is to issue an article of impeachment and attempt to get 50% of the other congressmen to vote with you to get impeachment moving forward. And you can check it out. Did they do it in the 2 years they were in Washington, D.C.? Did they issue an article of impeachment or not? And if they didn't, when they come back and ask for your vote again, say, look, you promised you were going to impeach these officials in Washington, D.C. Why did you break your promise? You don't know what your job is. You're not doing the job we sent you to do, and therefore we're going to remove you and replace you with someone who was. If the majority of Americans voting in the Senate or the congressional races were to be voting on that basis, and that basis alone, we would dramatically change America overnight. And that's why we need to get the message of impeachment out to every American citizen. Well, that closes out our section on Article 2, which deals with the executive branch of government. We step into Article 3, and it gives us the details of the judicial branch of government. Section 1 of Article 3 establishes the courts and judges, and it says that judicial power vests, and that's a term that simply means permanently resides in a Supreme Court.
Well, let me just, for our listeners out there, basically the first article of the Constitution deals with Congress, how you establish Congress, the functions and powers of Congress. And, of course, that power is very limited to actually only 18 things. Well, part 2, the Second Amendment to the Constitution, the Second Article to the Constitution, basically deals with the executive branch of government. The third article of the Constitution deals with the court system. Go right ahead, David.
Yes, and so the Supreme Court is established by this Article 3, Section 1, and the lower court are to be determined by Congress. That is, the only court that must exist on the federal level is the Supreme Court. All the lower courts, the circuit courts and so forth on the federal level, they exist at the pleasure of Congress. Congress created them. Congress could uncreate them. Congress could rearrange them. Currently, there's 9 districts in our country. They could rearrange it to make them 8 or 7 or 15 or whatever they choose. Congress, in a sense, has complete jurisdiction over all of those lower federal courts. And so it's very interesting to hear sometimes Congress saying, oh, you know, the federal circuit court has ruled whatever it is, X, Y, and Z. I think there was one case I remember about flag burning. And I think it might have been a Ninth Circuit that said, oh, flag burning is a constitutionally protected, blah, blah, blah. And they went on from there. And Congress kind of, many congressmen are all wringing their hands. Well, you know, the courts have ruled. Well, no. Only the Supreme Court has to continue in existence. The lower courts are fully at the beck and call of Congress. Congress can establish them, disestablish them, rearrange them. Congress can actually abolish those courts if they figure, look, this Ninth Circuit Court is such a circus, and its rulings are so unconstitutional on such a regular basis, we're just going to eliminate that court altogether, we'll rearrange the district, or we'll eliminate all the lower federal courts and just allow there to be a Supreme Court. The reason why the federal court system has become so powerful is that the system of our government has begun to look to court for the decisions about what is and what is not constitutional. That was never the design of our founders. The courts are not the final arbiters of what is and what is not constitutional. All three branches of government are equal, and all three branches of government have a duty to determine constitutionality. So the legislative branch, when they put forth laws, they ought to determine long in advance whether those laws are or are not constitutional. The executive branch, likewise, when it considers a bill, to sign it or not sign it, must do it on the basis of the Constitution. I remember, I think it was the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform bill that Bush signed, and he said when he signed it, he believed it was a violation of the First Amendment. Oh, but he was going to let the court take care of that. That's not his job. He should have struck it down and said, no, I'm going to veto this bill because it is not constitutional. To allow the Supreme Court and the federal courts to be the deciders of what is constitutional or not is a huge mistake and a huge power grab that's given the third branch of government far, far too much power in our day.
Well, I guess it's been Pastor David Whitney of the Institute on the Constitution. When you begin studying the Constitution, you begin to respect the wonderful job our founders did.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, jigsawmagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And I guess it's Pastor David Whitney. David, God bless. Thanks very much for being with us tonight. Okay, well, that was Pastor David Whitney, and I hope you would be interested in getting one of their kits, because basically it's really exciting when you begin to understand the Constitution and understand the background of America that has drawn people here from all over the world, people who wanted to be free. And for many years you could come to America and you would be free, but only in recent years has this small cabal of people tying into one or another of the secret societies gradually worked to step by step centralize all power with government as we move towards this one world government, a one world financial system, a one world religion. And of course, the whole idea is to destroy Christianity, or so alter it to change the music and the message of the Christian church, take any fear of God out of the churches, certainly not discuss prophecy, and not discuss the fact that God brings judgment upon nations to turn against him, and America is turned against God. And I fear that God's judgment is coming very, very soon. Well, certainly this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is holding an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 21st of October. That's a week from this coming Sunday. The 21st of October, of course, we're going to start at 8:15 in the morning. We're going to go to 6 in the evening. We have great speakers coming from across the country, and you'll find it a fascinating program. We're serving lunch, so we have to know this week if you're coming. Grace, they have to buy the food, so the last day will be next Monday. But you've got this week, and please, if you're going to be coming, oh, I try to bring others with you. That we need to get people educated. We need to get them to understand where they can get the truth, which they're not getting through regular channels. So if you're interested in coming to our all-day seminar a week from Sunday, that's October 21st, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've been doing this for, oh, the better part of 20 years. And basically, I think we put on an excellent conference, and we know that many of the people who've been there before come back year after year, and we hope that you'll become one of those. Again, our number, if you're going to be coming to the conference, 1-800-544-8927. And you have to have reservations, because we're serving lunch, a delicious lunch. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Well, certainly we also hope that many of you will want to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, because it will give you the background of the who's really behind what's going on, and this agenda for the 21st century, an agenda which is being followed step by step to destroy America and enslave the world. And the people behind this know exactly what they're doing, and they're planning on taking us into a war in the Middle East. And why in heaven's name, I said, is they talking about going to war with Iran? Who put this government in power? In 1979, I can well remember when the CIA toppled the Shah, and they'd been keeping the Ayatollah Khomeini in living in Oriental luxury in Paris for many, many years. They'd actually flew Ayatollah Khomeini to Iran to take over control of the government there. And at the time, I wondered, why in heaven's name would we topple a government? The Shah, sure, he was a corrupt dictator, but then so are most of the people. The people in Saudi Arabia were corrupt dictators. Most of the people in the world are corrupt dictators for keeping in power. Why would we suddenly topple the Shah, who is at least ostensibly our friend, and bring the radical Muslims to power? Well, it didn't make any sense 33 years ago. It makes a lot of sense now when you understand we're operating on a timetable, and the people who control this government have an agenda, And as you see the things unfolding, you begin to understand we're seeing prophecy unfolding as we move towards a massive war in the Middle East. And remember, of course, that America is not mentioned in the Bible, in the Holy Scriptures. And many people believe, of course, that America is described as Babylon, the mother of harlots. A totally immoral society which is destroyed in the latter days. Could that really happen? If God is just, it will happen, ladies and gentlemen, and pray for revival. The only thing that's going to save America is for people turning back to God. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV, WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mary Ruth Edwards, who's running for Senate in the state of Washington. Now, certainly this is an issue dealing with Washington, but the principles of government in Washington and every one of our states are exactly the same. And that is, of course, this conflict between those who would be free and those who would enslave us. And unfortunately, we have so many of our politicians who are willing to go right along with that. Now, I don't know a lot about Mary Ruth, other than that she is a teacher, that she is a Christian, and that she is concerned about what's happening to our nation, and she's willing to stand up and take a position. Mary Ruth, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
And thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that a lot.
Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and are you running for the state Senate or for the United States Senate?
I'm actually running for the State House of Representatives.
For the State House of Representatives, all right. And, of course, are you sort of in the southern part of the state?
Yeah, kind of southeastern part of the state. Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. Well, then we'll hope that we have a lot of people from your district listening in. So tell us who you are and why you're going to run for a political office, because you're not a politician, are you?
No, I'm probably the farthest thing from a politician that I could think of. As you said, I'm a teacher. It's my second career. I started out with a business degree and did that for a number of years, and then in 2003 went back to school and became a teacher. And I, at the time, I was living in Western Washington, over by Seattle. And in 2005, I moved over here to Prosser. My parents had moved over here several years before, so I'm over here just down the street from them, kind of keeping an eye on them. And I've been working for the Prosser School District since 2006. I decided to run for office for state representative when we were redistricted. You know, after the census, they go and they look at trying to balance out the district throughout the state. And so we got redistricted into the 16th district which encompasses most of Walla Walla County, or actually all of Walla Walla County, a little bit of Columbia County, a little bit of Franklin County, and just bits and pieces of Benton County. So there's quite a bit of gerrymandering going on, but that's kind of...
Well, now, is this a Republican or a Democrat district, the way it's been gerrymandered?
Well, on this side of the mountains, it's kind of hard to go Democrat, I think. It's a pretty conservative side of the state.
So it's probably, you'd call it a Republican safe Republican district then?
Yes, I would say that's a pretty safe bet. Once we were redistricted, I had been part of the coalition. It's called Preserve Marriage Washington, and that's to keep marriage between one man and one woman, as it is written in state law. And I had been part of that at the end of last year, and actually went to Olympia hoping to testify in opposition to the bill, but there were so many people that showed up that they couldn't get everybody in.
All right, so, fine. Well, but basically, now, what are the major issues, though? Certainly, you would take a strong stand on moral issues, but, I mean, the important things is, I think, that affects most people today is the economy. Certainly, I feel very strongly about the moral issues, but I think that people are concerned about the lack of jobs. People are losing their homes. People are certainly... some people just can't find employment at all. These are the issues which I think the average person is really concerned about, and which you have to address if you're going to be running for office. And how would you approach it? We'll be back in just a moment with Mary Ruth Edwards.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Apparently, the local government up there has passed a legislation banning wood-burning stoves. Now, basically, this is Washington. I would anticipate a lot of people would have wood-burning stoves, wouldn't they, up there? Or most of them into gas heat or electric heat.
Well, we do have quite a few wood-burning stoves, and most houses have alternative sources, have other sorts. Like, I personally have a gas furnace.
All right.
But there are some folks that have wood-burning stoves as their sole source of heat. And
are they going to make them stop using it, or are they just going to stop selling new wood-burning stoves?
No, they actually are. The people who have it as their sole source of heat, they are exempt from this. But everyone else, there's nothing in that law to constrain the government from coming in and making you actually remove it and destroy it before you sell your home.
Oh, no, basically you could use it as long as you're there. That's when you leave your home, why you can't take it. You can't leave it behind, is that it?
Correct.
Now, what about fireplaces? Certainly we have fireplaces. We enjoy a fire. Can you have a fire in a fireplace up there?
This law does not address fireplaces. It's only, they consider it a high-emitting pollutant device.
Well, now, is a wood-burning stove considered a high-pollutant device?
That's what our legislature is calling it, yes.
Well, but basically, I thought that a lot of these wood-burning stoves were really didn't put out a lot of fumes.
Well, the way I understand it, the more modern versions, certainly the pellet stoves, they don't qualify as a high emitting. But like your old Franklin stove, those kinds of wood-burning stoves, those are what is being targeted. Now, in my opinion, the government only needed to deal with that issue in Pierce County. Why did they have, I don't understand why they decided they had to make this blanket.
Well, now, why would they have, is this a factor in Pierce County and not in other counties? Weren't there wood-burning stoves, the old Franklin stoves in other areas, or would they have some sort of inversion there? They had more fumes. Why did this one county have a problem and the other counties didn't?
Well, see, that's what we're all asking. That's what we all want to know. If it was just a problem in Pierce County, why not address it there?
But why was it a problem in this one county?
I don't understand that. I have not been able to find that information out. I don't know if it is because of an inversion or it is a highly populated area, but so is King County. My guess it would be that it's probably in an area where there is just my knowledge of the geography of our state right there. I used to live near there. We did quite often have inversions.
Well, is there anything written? I mean, I would think that this is an important issue and you're going to be running on it. I would think that you would suddenly get someone to research it and find out what the rationale was for the vote.
Well, I've looked at the bill and the supporting documents and I haven't been able to determine that. So
All right, fine. Well, now, what are some of the other issues that you're going to be dealing with, Sydney, besides this the Franklin stove issue? Sydney, I certainly am against the government passing legislation. There might be, under certain circumstances, justification for it, but it would certainly be in a limited area if there was a problem. For instance, for many years, certainly Los Angeles had a great deal of smog, but it was certainly just in the Los Angeles basin because they had an inversion level there. They had to do something about it. They got it taken care of. But instead of simply dealing with it in Los Angeles, they passed the same legislation for the whole state. And where I live, of course, we don't have any problems at all. We're right on the ocean. The sea breezes take away the contamination and the smog, and so we don't have any. And yet, of course, we have many of the same rules and regulations they would have in Los Angeles where they had a real problem. So I share your concern. Now, what are some of the other major issues facing your state today that you are running on?
Well, we certainly have a budget problem.
Well, what sort of a budget problem? What sort of a deficit are you running up there?
Well, my biggest problem, we had the McCleary decision that went to the Supreme Court on that our state was not fully funding education. And so the McCleary decision said, well, Washington State, you need to fully fund it. And instead of, that came down last fall, and instead of dealing with the budget, which was supposed to have been dealt with a year ago in the opening session, it went to several special sessions, and then they said, oh, for sure, we're going to deal with this budget the very first day that we come back. And instead, everything got shoved to the side to deal with the same-sex marriage bill. And so I didn't feel that our legislators, and my new legislator in particular, should have been dealing with our budget. And we do not have a balanced budget amendment.
You do or do not have a balanced budget amendment?
We do not.
You do not have a balanced budget, so no. There's no certainty requirement for a balanced budget. Well, if you don't have a balanced budget, are you spending more than you're taking in?
Yes, we are.
Well, then where is the money coming from? Are you borrowing the money so you can continue putting out money you don't have?
Well, from what I understand, what the governor currently has the authority to make straight across the board cuts, which is what she did. But that's just that impacts everything across the board. It doesn't look at priorities of government, which is something that I would certainly want to get behind, is enacting policy. And we've done that on a temporary basis in the past, but it's never been made a permanent part of our budget process. And I believe we need to do that, determine what are the priorities for our government. And if education is one of them, then that needs to be in our priorities. And then we need to give the governor some authority not to do straight across the board slashing, but to look at, okay, priorities of service. When you get down to the low man on the totem pole, the lowest budget items, the lowest priorities, that's where you start your cutting instead of looking, just going right across the board and impacting people's pensions, impacting our vulnerable citizens. That's what we've seen happen time and time again.
Well, what about the pension funds up there? Are the pension funds in the state of Washington fully funded? Will there be problems down the line suddenly as more and more people retire? And suddenly as the state is not going to have adequate funds to continue putting money into the pension funds. Where do these stand as far as the pensions for the retired state employees? What is the current state of the pension funds?
They are not fully funded. That's one of the things that gets borrowed against when they move monies into the general fund when they get into a hurt. Now, I know that I was recently at a retired school employees association luncheon, and they lost their cost of living increases. They lost some of their Medicare supplements and, had to take a decrease in their pension payouts. And those are people who've retired already, and they're on a fixed income, and so they're being impacted by that. The same with the firefighters. Retired firefighters, they put in, and there was supposed to be a match paid in by the state, and they've had to go to court several times to try and get the state to pay up and, to fully fund their retirement.
Does the state have the money to fund the retirement? Basically, of course, a lot of the retirement programs have been put in, the pension funds have been put in under pressure from the unions when they weren't economically viable. And
sure.
So this is what's happened certainly all across America, is that the unions have demanded large pensions, early retirement, and then, of course, when they run out of money, they want to go to the state, and that would be fine if the state had unlimited funds. But I'm sure Washington, like California, where I live, and one of the other states, are finding increasing difficulty raising the funds for pensions, raising the funds for schools, raising the funds for fire departments and for police. And basically, we're going to see, I think, a constriction and restriction of the amount of payments, because the state suddenly is going to be getting less and less money from their taxes as suddenly the economy begins to wind down. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is Mary Ruth Edwards, who's running for the state assembly up there in Washington against another Republican. In other words, she's a Republican, and she's running against a liberal Republican. But how are they going to possibly be able to come up with the money for the pension funds and the schools and all the other basic functions of the state when the state income is falling off?
Yeah, that's a good question, because we have a lot of a high welfare cost, high entitlement cost, in Washington State. We are one of the like a sanctuary state. There are, you know, four states that tend to compete for the honor of the highest level of illegal immigration in our state. And you know, anybody can get a driver's license. There's no proof of citizenship, no proof of identity needed.
In other words, basically, you're sort of a haven there from illegal immigrants. But are the illegal immigrants there working, or are the illegal immigrants up there on welfare? And what percentage, do we have any idea? What percentage of the illegal immigrants are on welfare? If you are an illegal immigrant, can you get welfare in Washington?
In Washington State, yes, you can. We are a very high agriculture state. In fact, where I live, in our, especially when we joined with the new district, in my little town of 5,000 people, we've got 32 wineries in the immediate vicinity. So wine growing is a big thing. We've got huge orchards, apples, pears, cherries, peaches, huge wheat fields.
Well, I'm sure then that a lot of the farmers certainly favor illegal immigrants. They need the workers, and certainly why would any American worker want to go get a job working in the fields, working picking apples or picking up grapes when they can get welfare? So, and basically what's happened is we've taken away the responsibility for people.
Exactly.
Why would they want to work when you can get, you know, certainly a couple of years in unemployment benefits? We'll be back in just a moment here with Mary Ruth Edwards. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Dr. Stan, our guest is Mary Ruth Edwards. She's running for the state assembly up there. She's a Republican. She's pro-life Republican. She's going to be running on the moral issues because her Republican opponent, and she's a Republican, their opponent is a Republican, but her opponent certainly seems to go along with the other side, the more liberal positions. And then Mary Ruth is talking about the business environment up there, how difficult it is for a small business to come up or any business to open, the rules and regulations, the availability certainly of opportunity, certainly to establish a business and not be harassed by the state. This seems to be something that has prevented a lot of smaller businesses from coming there and opening there. Would that be a fair statement, Mary Ruth?
Yes.
All right, fine. Now, what are some of the other issues? And incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Mary Ruth Edwards, who's running for the State Assembly in the state of Washington, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. So what are some of the other issues that you're running on?
Well, you know, environmental policy is kind of, I think sometimes it runs amok because environmental policy a lot of times is just, it's an eco fad.
The environmental policy is being utilized basically to strangle our society. The whole idea of Agenda 21, I know you're acquainted with that, but that is the covert agenda for the 21st century. And its real goal, of course, is to limit the population, certainly to get us out of our cars, to begin to move towards sort of a deindustrialized society. And that is the real objectives and goals. It's really to push America away from progress towards really a more restrictive, basically a limited form of society where people live much more simple lives and certainly do not have all the luxuries we have today. But go right ahead.
Yeah, you know, our policy system, aside from Agenda 21, we've got green regulations on how schools need to be built. Well, we talk about education, fully funded education. Well, when we talk about buildings in Washington State, it's done by a bond process. So the voters have to approve a bond issue in order to build any new building. But then we have these constraints that are actually mandated by the state. And I think we need to return, like, the school design and, you know, maintenance and remodeling back to our local facility managers at the school level, at the district level, and not have some guy in Olympia saying, well, you've got to do it this way, which then, you know, drives the cost up.
And basically what you're talking about is all the Agenda 21 restrictions on construction. Is that right?
Yes.
And, of course, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't read on Agenda 21, you need to understand this is the agenda that everyone is following, but the average individual doesn't understand. This is certainly not a local concept. It is an international concept. It's a subversive contract. Everything is being regulated by an administrative elite. That's what Agenda 21 is all about. And it is also to basically get us out of our cars, to get us out of certainly to restrict the use of electricity and energy and basically to move us back towards the way things were in the 19th century. And you say, that's crazy talk. Well, of course it is, but that's really what it's all about. Well, let's go to Ron, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Hi, Ron. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, a couple of questions to Mary Ruth. I've known Mary Ruth for quite some time, but I have a question about your opponent is a Republican, but it seems like she's more or less a Democrat running as a Republican. Is that correct?
Well, if you count her social stances, yes, most certainly.
Well, where does she stand on the other issues? Where does she stand on the environmental regulations? Where does she stand on the efforts to certainly encourage industry to come in and doing away with the regulations? Where does she stand on those issues?
Well, I guess I go back. I fall back to, you know, her recent vote on the
On the stove. But what about the other issues? I mean, where does she stand on? Do you have any idea where she stands on these other issues? Have you gone over her voting record?
I have gone over her voting record on key issues, and those were some of those key issues. And I got that off of votesmart.org, which is a nonpartisan.
All right, Ron, did you have another question or comment?
Yes, well, just a couple of comments.
All right, fine. You want to hold up. We're going to a break here, but I want you to stay on. I want to get that. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Mary Ruth Edwards. We have Ron calling in from Washington, who's very knowledgeable about what's going on over there. He pointed out, and certainly Mary Ruth concurred, that there's a plan in Washington to tear out the dams on the Snake River because hydroelectric electricity is a non-renewable resource. Hydroelectric electricity is a non-renewable resource. Ladies and gentlemen, hydroelectricity is a renewable resource. It's something, it's a wonderful source, and basically the plan behind Agenda 21, whether you know it or not, is to deindustrialize America by doing away with large segments of our ability to produce power and electricity. First of all, we can't burn fossil fuels because it produces global warming. We can't use those to generate electricity. They want to tear out our dams. And they're already tearing out hundreds of dams across America. People don't understand what they're doing. Then, of course, they want to do away with nuclear power because of the possibility of a nuclear accident, or as they have in Fukushima, where, of course, they have this nuclear contamination because, of course, they have all of these spent nuclear rods in Fukushima. They were on the third story in some sort of pools of water. Why don't they simply do away with those spent nuclear rods and reprocess them? Well, we're not allowed to. We won't let the Japanese. We have our troops in Japan. They do what we tell them to. They won't allow us to reprocess our nuclear fuel rods in the United States. Now, France, Europe, they reprocess their nuclear fuel rods. We're not allowed to do that, and because we're storing them, there's a potential for danger. So we should shut down the nuclear electricity. And then, of course, we can always have sun and wind power. They want to do away with electricity, ladies and gentlemen. That's part, a very important part of Agenda 21. Until you understand that, none of this makes sense. They really want to destroy the industrial base of our society. Ron, you picked the story up.
Well, it's shipping coal out of Washington. I got this a mailer. I don't know why they sent it to me. They said when we transport coal, there'll be all this coal dust. Mm-hmm. And this coal dust is an environmental hazard, and we can't let them export coal like when we'd be kind of the Saudi Arabia of coal.
Yeah.
We have so much coal in the United States.
Did you have a comment on that, Mary Ruth?
I was going to say, I received the same mailing. In fact, I've got two or three of them. They are trying to shut down the coal industry and not allow any coal to be transported through Washington to the port.
And ladies and gentlemen, they really want, of course, shut down most of our industries here. This is why they're intentionally sending our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth overseas. America's under attack, not from without, but from within by the environmentalists, financed by the great tax-exempt foundations that are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Anything else, Ron?
Yes, my wife and I met Mary Ruth. She was had run against one of our local politicians earlier, but we first met her when she hosted an Institute for the Constitution. That's how we first got to know her. And she's very knowledgeable in the Constitution. She very much believes it. Her opponent was one of the sponsors of this same-sex marriage bill and did not even exempt clergy from this bill. That had to be added later on. In fact, her opponent, as far as I can tell, and maybe Mary Ruth knows more about it, is a Republican because she realized she couldn't win as a Democrat.
All right, fine. What are your thoughts on that, Mary Ruth?
I'm sorry?
Well, basically, Ron said that your opponent is a Republican, namely because she couldn't run in your district as a Democrat and win. So she's a Democrat in Republicans' clothing, and you are opposing her because you want to adhere to constitutional principles and limit the power of government so people there can be free and you can have a moral environment. Would that be a fair assessment of what you're up to?
Yes, that is exactly it.
All right, Ron, anything else to say before we let you go?
Well, I appreciate her hosting the Institute for the Constitution. I learned an awful lot, and I really benefited from it. I think it's about time we had somebody in government, especially an elected an official, who knows about the Constitution and cares about the Constitution enough to do something to defend it. And I applaud Mary Ruth for taking on a very ambitious undertaking.
Well, Ron, there's certainly this. Do the stations, the radio stations we have up in Washington, and you, of course, I know you listen to us up there. Do they get into her assembly district?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad.
The Tri-Cities, and it gets into Walla Walla, and into Prosser, and through 9:30 a.m. out of.
Okay,
Yakima,
well, let's hope the people are listening tonight. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, just I want to wish Mary Ruth many happy returns.
Okay, God bless, and thank you. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We've got Michael calling from Michigan. Well, that's a long way from Walla Walla, but Michael, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, well, Walla Walla is in the same country I'm in. I care just about as much as that over there as I do over here. Yeah, Mary Ruth, I really appreciate what you're trying to do. They're probably 50-100 years doing what they're doing, and I don't really understand how you're going to be able to stand up to them. These people are so wicked and so evil, they'll try to shoot you down, and how do you feel that you could get in there, even if you get in, to go against these guys? You're an honest person that's trying to do the right thing, and they're crooks, and they're trying to ruin everything, and, you know, the facts of the reality is pretty close to that, and so how do you feel that you can make a change against that great
thing? Let's get Mary Ruth's response to that. Go ahead, Mary Ruth. But Michael just says you're going to have a hard time because, well, there are a lot of people in there who have an agenda. They've been at it for a long time. And can one person make a difference?
Yes, I believe that one person can. Certainly, you can't do it alone, but you can join up with other people. And there are many like-minded Congress or representatives in our state house right now. The Republican caucus has many good men and women in it who feel much as I do on these important issues, and I believe that I can join up with them and help work together to turn the state around.
And I think that's absolutely right, Michael. One person can have a tremendous impact, especially if they're willing to dedicate themselves. I saw this in the House of Delegates of the California Medical Association when I first started fighting to try to get them to take a logical approach to the AIDS epidemic, to treat AIDS as a public health issue rather than as a social issue. And for years, I battled there, and after about 8 years, why they came around to my position, I got a standing ovation from the House of Delegates of the CMA, only the second time it ever happened during all the years I was there, about 15 years. One person can make a difference, and I'm sure that Mary Ruth can make a difference if she can get in. And we want to do everything we can to encourage her and to help her and to tell people you have a responsibility, you have to vote for somebody. Whether you think they can win or not, you have to vote for them, and I believe in that district, which is strongly Republican, hopefully this program is going to reach a lot of people, and a lot of people are going to back Mary Ruth for office if they agree with her position on moral issues, if they agree with her position on business and on Agenda 21. Anything else you want to say, Michael, before we let you go?
Yeah, I believe that they will back her, too, but, you know, when you jump into a snake pit, You got to be ready to get bit by the snake.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine.
So I don't think she has a snowball chance in hell again.
She doesn't have if she takes your attitude, but I believe right people can do the right thing. I saw it in my own efforts, certainly in the California Medical Association, and I commend her for trying, and thank you so much. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Mary Ruth, who's running up there, and I don't know the geography there and the state of Washington, but certainly Ron called in and said that this program, which of course is heard on 5 radio stations up there this time of evening, either 4 or 5, but does get into her district. What sort of response are you getting from the people you talk to, Mary Ruth?
It's been very positive. My opponent has not been widely publicizing her vote on the on the same-sex issue. And when people find out about that, it's pretty amazing. They go, oh.
But basically, do you have any support from the local newspapers? Will any of the other radio stations up there give you coverage or the radio, or the television?
I actually have gotten some other coverage that actually will be there. I've got some interviews that will be running on radio all next week, two times a day, on KGDN out here. And I've got lots of people who have been helping me put together videos that are out on YouTube and on my website. We've got certainly yourself. Thank you very much. We were able to make connections with you. I was endorsed by the Franklin County Republicans. They actually censured Ms. Walsh 4 years ago for her vote on the civil union. Her same-sex. It wasn't
there. So you've got the organized Republican Party then behind you rather than...
Only one county.
Only one county. Well, that's all right. How many counties are there?
Let's see. The two big ones, Walla Walla County and Benton County. Benton County had a thing in their bylaws that they could only endorse incumbents. So they didn't endorse me because I'm not the incumbent.
All right, fine. Well, they shouldn't be endorsing this other woman because she doesn't sound like she's much of a Republican. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, YouTube is a wonderful way of getting information out and getting your pictures out and where you can actually discuss things. And certainly, but it's a matter of getting people to actually go to your sites. Now, why don't you put out your address, your telephone number, certainly your campaign headquarters. Let people know how they can get in touch with you if they want to back you.
Okay. My website is www.votemaryruth.com. That's votemaryruth.com. Our email address is info@votemaryruth.com. Our campaign phone number is 509-554-7864.
Now, Mary Ruth, the first thing you have to learn from Radio Liberty is you always get the telephone number twice because people never get it the first time.
Okay.
What's the telephone number again?
It's 509-554-7864.
All right, fine. Give her a call, ladies and gentlemen. She needs your help and support. I've run for political office. You have no idea how important it is to get calls from people and just say that I'll pass your flyers out, or can I get some of your cards, or do you have a lawn sign or something? What we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, if you agree with Mary Ruth, certainly the importance of moral issues and the importance of limiting Agenda 21 environmental restrictions, and of course making it welcome for businesses to come in, I give her a call. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Spokane. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan.
You have a question or comment? Go ahead.
Well, yes, I do. Every single one of these people that are out there campaigning need support from the individuals in the party that really are serious about supporting somebody. I was just out tonight knocking on doors, handing out pamphlets and information about one of our state representatives, Senator Matt Shea, Representative Matt Shea that's been on your program for several times. And he is a staunch conservative, Christian, 10th Amendment supporter, and everything. And he's undergoing quite a savage attack right now. But people have to get involved. That's the key. If you just think you're going to vote, it's not going to help. Get out there, get involved, throw a few dollars in the campaign, but just get out there and help the people individually.
Well,
that's all I have to say.
I'd say put it in more than a few dollars, because believe me, it's an expensive proposition.
Well, I understand that, but the more people that put in a few dollars, the less the smaller numbers of individuals will put in.
And I certainly agree with you, but I think, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, we're not going to take America back from the top down. Both political parties there at the state level, at the federal level, are controlled by exactly the same people. And certainly if you go into Romney's background, he's very liberal, he was pro-choice, he was pro-homosexual, and now, of course, he's mimicking the Republican line. It's all smoke and mirrors. But basically, where we're going to take America back, if we're going to take it back, is starting at the local level. And suddenly we're going to have to take from the bottom up rather than the top down. And people are going to have to be involved. They're going to have to get involved financially. And we need to start educating people, as Mary Beth has been doing with the Institute of the Constitution. And then, of course, getting people involved, you know, running for office. And when you have somebody who's willing to run for office, you need to support us. Either back them or certainly run yourself. But I'll tell you, it's a lot easier to back somebody else who's good, whose heart is in the right place, and is willing to put up with all of this. So if you're out there in the listening audience, I certainly would echo what Bruce is saying. Go right ahead, Bruce. Anything else you wanted to say?
Well, the thing is it's shoe leather support. And your whole attitude changes when you help a candidate. You see something from a different aspect, and you actually develop your energy by actually doing something, not thinking about it, but going out and doing it, and it makes a real difference. I mean, they wouldn't believe how well received you were knocking on doors. It was amazing, just a good time.
And people really do appreciate you coming. Okay, occasionally run into somebody who doesn't, but
oh, yes.
Most people will appreciate at least meeting you, whether they agree with you or not. And most people really don't understand what's going on. And you have an opportunity to talk to them and explain to them about Agenda 21. Explain to them certainly about what's happening to business. Explain to them about the moral issues that are involved. And certainly if they're Christians, point out the fact that God is going to bring his judgment on this nation. Now, if they're not Christians, you don't want to talk about religion. But if you sense that they are, God is going to bring his judgment on this nation, I am firmly convinced, unless we have a spiritual revival in this country that will be reflected in what happens politically. Anything else, Bruce, you wanted to say?
No, not at this time. I'll contact you on your call-in night, the freewheeling night, and speak to you about the most cursed thing that we have heard in our society, and that's politics.
All right, fine. God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Bruce. Again, what is your website, Mary Ruth?
It is www.votemaryruth.com.
www.votemaryruth.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, fine. Will you hang on for just a couple of minutes here? But certainly this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Mary Ruth Edwards, a woman of integrity. She's taught the Institute on the Constitution locally, and she is running for political office up there in the state of Washington. And this is where we've got to start. We've got to start taking back our cities, and then our counties and our states. Only when we have enough support locally can we begin to hope to take back America.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact, and the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050, JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com.
At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Stan and Satya, Mary Beth, Mary Ruth, Satya has given an excellent presentation of why she's running. You may want to get a copy of the tape of this program. It's an excellent program where she expresses herself very well. But if you agree with her, I hope that many of you out there in the listening audience will volunteer for her campaign, whether it's walking precincts, whether it's going to be contributing financially, whatever it would be. Why, Chris, we need to get people who believe in our Lord, who have a fear of the Lord, into public office. And as I said, I firmly believe that if America doesn't turn back to God, God is going to turn his back on America. Mary Beth, Mary Ruth, thank you for everything you're doing. God bless you, and in time you know how to reach me if you need to, and we'll do everything we can to support and help you. God bless.
Thank you, Dr.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I certainly need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is putting on an all-day seminar. Going to be on the 21st of October. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here on the Central Coast of California, a beautiful spot, and we have our meetings there. We've been doing it for 15 years or more, and of course, we're going to start at 8:15. We're going to go through to 6 in the evening. We're going to have serve lunch, so we have to know who's going to be there. You have to have reservations. We have to know this week if you're coming. Come, bring your friends. It's going to be a great program. We bring in speakers from across America. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're going to cover a number of subjects. I think you'll find them all fascinating and fascinating speakers. So, again, 1-800-544-8927. Give us a call if you're interested in coming to the program. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll get my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and those come with syllabuses. You'll get our talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, which is the talk I'm going to be giving at the conference. And then, of course, you can get that with the syllabus, which will document exactly what this is really all about and what these wicked people who really run our country and have made mockery of the process, what they would really believe. Basically, of course, they want to give you the impression that you're going to be able to change the direction of our country by voting for the two candidates they're running. And nothing could be further from the truth. If we're going to change the direction of America, we've got to start at the beginning, as Mary Ruth did. We've got to start teaching the Constitution, understanding the Constitution, and then getting back to the fundamentals upon which our freedom rests. Limiting the power of the federal government and gradually getting people, more and more people, into national office who believe in America. So basically then, of course, if you're interested in other subjects, if you go to our website, radioliberty.com, you can look at the books we offer. We have all sorts of very important books, some of them actually written by Satanists. We have a special catalog where, of course, these are research books. We don't offer them through the regular catalog, but you can ask for the books on these educational catalog. And basically we have the books written by Manly P. Hall, who is a Satanist. And when you begin to understand that most of what's going on today is spiritual, what energizes the people who are pushing Agenda 21 are dark and sinister spiritual forces. America is under attack from within, not from without. The danger is not in Beijing, because we finance Beijing, we put the communists in power, and if you haven't, heard my talks on the origins of communism, if you haven't heard my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to understand we put the communists in power in Russia. We finance the communists in power in China since its inception. We finance the Nazis all during the Second World War. That's a book covered called America's Nazi Secret, and of course the Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. That's the America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, America's Nazi Plan. You need to get this information, and then, of course, you need, of course, to pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, when we'll be back again, may the Lord be with you.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. It is Monday, October 8th, 2012, you're in the right place. That is, if you want to know what happened over the weekend, if you really want to know what happened over the weekend, it's getting very crazy. If you